This is Paul Jindrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Tina DeRussia. Tina is part of Spotlight 616, along with their partner, Reagan Van Antwerp. They have a style battle coming up again for the third year, Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at Goey Center at 818 Butterworth. How are you doing today, Tina?
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So style battle is always one of my favorite events of the year. Great energy, lots going on, fun to be part of. So for those who haven't been to Style Battle, what will they experience?
Well, in a nutshell, what we do with Style Battle is we give our local retailer and fashionable professionals an opportunity to get in front of an audience and share what they do. It's a competition, so we have 10 teams that participate this year. There'll be a photographer, a retailer, a hairstylist, a makeup artist, and four models.
Okay.
They get 3 hours to style those four models, start to finish, has to be photographed and projected.
Okay.
And then the audience plus a panel of judges gets to vote on the team they think should win a prize.
Okay. Okay.
So kind of takes that art prize model and puts it in the public's hand.
Sure. Sure. And so what's on tap for this year's style battle? Who are some of the teams and participants?
So we actually have a really diverse mix. We have a lot of newcomers this year, which is awesome.
Right.
It's great for them because they get exposure to a broader West Michigan audience.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine Company Store, if you're familiar with Wolverine Worldwide,
absolutely.
They actually have a store downtown and a presence in the new Modiv retail.
Yep.
So they'll be participating. We're pretty excited about that. We've got Blue, who is part of the Goodwill Industries, which is pretty exciting. So some upcycling going on and some resale. We've got Swirls Boutique. They're brand new. They've just been open a year. We're excited about them. September's Bride. They're out in Holland.
Okay.
So we've reached out beyond just Grand Rapids. Now we've got Holland participating. We have Chantel Boutique from Saugatuck participating with For the Love of Shoes. Sydney's Boutique. They're also relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of newcomers. Pretty exciting.
Now, how do folks get tickets, and how much are tickets?
Tickets this year, general admission is $25. You can go to our website, stylebattlegr.com, to get those. They'll be available at the door as well, although it's a little bit more, $30 the night of. We have student rates as well. So if you're a student at GVSU or the Kendall program, those are $15.
Okay. Now, I understand. And there's an art prize team this year in Style Battle. What's their creation can be voted on as far as, you know, an art prize piece? Is that correct?
Well, the way we've included them is they're called our showcase team.
Okay.
And just to back this up a little bit, art prize wanted to reach out to the fashion community this year. So we actually held an event in July. It's called the Fashion Force Challenge.
At Monty's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what that did was allowed the fashion design community to show Art Prize what they have to offer. And they took previous year's merchandise and turned it into something brand new. From 12 designers, Art Prize chose one person that has become their fashion ambassador, and that's for the entire Art Prize season.
Okay.
So that person is now the representative for fashion in our community.
Okay.
And then they also represent at Style Battle, they'll be the fashion ambassador. The leader of the team, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I understand there's always a charity that's a beneficiary of some of the money that's raised. Who's this year's?
Right. Artists Creating Together.
Okay.
And many of your listeners may know them as VSA formerly. They are involved quite heavily, actually, in the event itself. We're going to do some special things. We are auctioning off some artwork the night of the event. So you as a guest can come and actually paint on the canvases. And we have an artist that will be there that night that'll finish them off. And we'll auction those off from the runway. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, very cool. And
Who
are some of the other folks who are helping make the event possible for you this year?
Well, we've got a lot of really great sponsors and partners this year. Hayworth and Interface, they're going to provide seating for our VIP lounges and all of our upscale areas. Pure Bar, they've been awesome.
Sure.
They're brand new in town. They do this really great cool exercise program going on out there. We've got West Michigan Woman Magazine. Mm-hmm. Live Space is doing all of our staging and lighting, okay. So they're part of our group. Corporate Colors, Siegel Jewelers, mm-hmm. the Matthew Agency.
Okay.
So
okay.
Some great people partnering.
Any other changes or different things that are going on for this year's Style Battle?
Well, this year we've actually condensed it down just a little bit. So instead of a four-hour competition, it's now down to just 3 hours.
Okay.
So a little bit tighter timeline.
Okay. More fast-paced
exactly.
then, of course.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So what people need to understand about this is that everything's out on the floor for the audience to see and experience. Mm-hmm. So all of the back of the house things that would normally happen behind the scenes,
right.
that all comes out for the audience to engage with and see throughout the evening.
Sure.
So you've got 3 full hours to experience 10 teams creating something pretty magical and on the fly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is Paul Jendraziak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Tina DeRussia. She's with Spotlight 616 here. She and her partner, Reagan Van Antwerp, are putting on Style Battle Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. at GOE Center at 818 Butterworth. Thanks so much for joining me, Tina.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.